Let's get this party started.
Welcome to the I Squint Podcast. That's right, everybody. Welcome to this, the first episode of the iSquint.net podcast. So who or what is iSquint.net? Well, the who part we're going to answer a little later in the podcast, so make sure you stay tuned. You don't want to miss that part. So what is iSquint.net? Well, plain and simple, it's an entertainment lighting website which focuses, yes, the pun is intended, on new lighting products and services within the lighting industry. Why do we do it? Too many times we've heard that you, our readers, and now listeners, just don't hear about that latest lighting product until months after it's been announced. Our goal is to change that. We want you to know about that product as soon as possible. So why a podcast? Well, with the relaunch of iSquint this past Monday, we redesigned the site to make it easier for you to navigate and find articles on the site. On top of that, we added some new features such as this, the iSquint.net podcast. This is where we're going to be bringing you more audio content, such as interviews with top professionals and lighting designers. We've already got some great interviews in the can that we're going to be sharing with you in the next coming weeks, so make sure to check out future episodes of this, the iSquint.net podcast. Now, what's in this first episode of the iSquint.net podcast? First, we're going to talk about the relaunch of iSquint.net, go over some of the changes we made, why we made them, and how they're going to benefit you. Next, we're going to talk about the road to LDI. There's been a lot of rumors and speculation of new products being announced at LDI, and we're going to briefly touch on them. After that, we're going to have our good friend Jim Hutchinson from JimOnLight.com join us and go over the LDI 2009 tweet up at the Peabody Hotel. We're also going to talk to Jim about the post-show podcast that we're doing together. Jim and I sit down and we talk about some of the things that we saw on the show floor. And finally, in this first episode, we reveal probably the worst-kept secret in the lighting industry, who's behind iSquint.net. Stick around, you'll be happy you did.
Couldn't ask for a better day, 2x2 to the ring to the right. Point of view, each retreat to the corner that's defined by you. To the ring, to the right, point of lonely rain. She is the boxer, she knows when and where to strike. He is the boxer, he knows no peaceful sleep to.
And welcome back to this, the first episode of the iSquint.net podcast. So let's just jump right back into it, cover a little bit about the relaunch and redesign of iSquint.net. Our main goal with the redesign of the site was to make it lightweight and robust. We wanted to load quickly across platform and browsers. We even wanted to work great on our mobile devices, such as our little friend, the iPhone. Let's take a close look at the front page of the site. You may notice that the articles seem just a little bit shorter. Untrue. That's actually just the first excerpt of the full article underneath. We only put the first paragraph of the article there so you can quickly scan the articles to find exactly what you're looking for. Now let's take a look at the right-hand side or the right navigation of the site. On the old site, we had two columns with a bunch of information crammed in there. On the new site, we've only put the most popular sections and a couple other features there to help declutter the front side. You can still find all the sections that we use on the site by going to the top menu bar under Archive. You'll also find all the other links that go outside of the website, such as our manufacturer links, our trade show links, all found under Resources. Along with the redesign of the site, we also added some social media outlets to the site, such as the Friday Flickr Pool, the LDI Flickr Pool, all kinds of Flickr pools that we're going to be adding throughout the course of the site. Along with that, we've added our own YouTube channel. This is where we feature content that we've created, manufacturers have created, and even you guys. One of the other media outlets that we added to the site was this, the iSquint.net podcast. Like we mentioned earlier, this is where we're going to feature more audio content like interviews with leading professionals, manufacturers, and lighting designers. Overall, we put a lot of hard work into the redesign of the site. We hope you enjoy it. And if you have some feedback for us, we'd love to hear it from you. Just contact us through the Contact Us form on the website. All right, coming up next, the road to LDI. There's been a lot of rumors and speculation about products that are expected to be announced this year, as well as a preview of some things that we're going to see on the show floor. I want to start with ETC's big news. Right before LDI, ETC ran some teaser ads about raising the bar. Well, now, I thought this was going to be either an LED or possibly a plasma light source. Turns out, I was wrong. Now, I'm not ruling this out for future reference. It's just not what they announced today. ETC just announced that they're starting a new division of the company, ETC Rigging. Yep, ETC's getting into rigging. They just announced two new products, ETC Rigging Prodigy Hoist and the new ETC Rigging Quick Touch Controls. This is all pretty exciting stuff, and we can't wait to see it on the show floor. We'll make sure to have some more photos and more information on the website as soon as we can. Next, we wanted to talk about the new Wybron Cygnus LED fixture. It was announced last month at the WFX show in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's a 200-watt LED fixture with 23 Cree RGBW LEDs. Back when the Wybron Mobile Showroom was on the East Coast, we had a chance to sit down with Dusty Hudgens, the National Sales Manager for Wybron, and talk a little bit about the Wybron Cygnus LED fixture. We got him on video explaining a little bit about what the Wybron Cygnus LED fixture does. Go to our YouTube channel and check out the video for yourself. Pretty interesting stuff. The next fixture we've seen a couple previews of is the Reveal CW from Prism Projection. What's neat about this fixture is it uses an RGB LED as its main light source, but uses prism technology to clean up the field. What's also pretty cool about this fixture is it has a color temperature range from 1,800 Kelvin to 10,000 Kelvin. It also has a CRI rating of over 95 with 46 lumens per watt at 180 watts. But what's got us confused here is on the data sheet, they're listing field lumens at 3,820 lumens. That doesn't equal up. This is just something that we've got to talk to them at the booth and find more information about. We've talked to a couple of our friends that actually have seen this thing before LDI, and they're saying it's a pretty intense, even, smooth LED fixture with next to no color shadowing. Another thing that we're going to have to see in person and let you guys know more about as soon as we see it. The next fixture we wanted to mention was something that we've seen through YouTube, some teaser videos from Robert Juliott about an LED profile. We have very, very little information about it, but if you search Robert Juliott on the website, you'll find the YouTube videos and see a little bit more about it. What has us intrigued about the fixture is this fixture has shutters. This is something you commonly don't see on an LED fixture. The last fixture we wanted to mention on the road to LDI was the Nautilus from Sea Changer. It's actually Sea Changer's first outdoor rated fixture with an IP rating of 54. Sea Changer worked with Tempest Lighting to create this custom enclosure for their color mixing engine. But we wanted to take a quick look at the light source. The Nautilus uses a plasma light source with 320 watts of power and 10,000 lumens of output. Let's compare that to an HPL 750 watt lamp. At 750 watts, it produces 8,432 lumens. The plasma source not only kicks its butt in power wattage, but in lumens by almost 2,000. The other thing we wanted to look at is lamp life. An HPL 750 typically lasts 350 lamp hours. Compare that to the plasma source at 15,000 lamp hours. All in all, a pretty impressive fixture. We can't wait to see it on the show floor. Well, that wraps up the road to LDI. Look for more information about everything we mentioned here, as well as things that we may have missed, but are going to see on the show floor. Next up, we've got Jim from JimOnLight.com joining us. Talk a little bit about the 2009 LDI tweet-up. Jim, thanks for joining us here on the first episode of the iSquint.net podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what is going to be going on tomorrow night at the LDI 2009 tweet-up?
Well, we're hoping to have a lot of people in the Peabody. It's going to be at the Peabody Hotel Bar, the lobby bar, Saturday night. 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. we have a big announcement.
I know, right? There's like a huge announcement. What else? What else we got planned on for Saturday night?
Well, we should make sure to thank Lee Filters. Lee is going to be sponsoring some of the event, and we'll be giving away some things and some stuff. You know, swag. Everybody likes swag.
Free swag is always good.
Yes, yes, yes. And hopefully some revelry. Hopefully a good time.
We also want to wish you luck tonight presenting at the Parnelli Awards, man. Congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot. I hope I don't I hope I don't fall all over myself.
Oh, don't worry. If you do, we'll make sure to videotape it.
The whole internet will see.
Exactly. While we've got you on the line, we also wanted to talk a little bit about the post-show podcast that we're doing together. If anybody didn't know, Jim and I are working together to put together the post-show podcast about LDI. What kind of things can we expect from it?
Well, I think that as we're putting it together, we'll be trying to make sure that we touch on some of the major points, any huge product releases. I mean, kind of like Plaza, there was a lot of awards given out to pretty interesting products. So I think that we're going to talk a lot about the different products that were out, any good big news that's coming out, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've been touching on just a couple of things here earlier in the podcast, and there's a lot of things that are going to be announced here at LDI, and it's just mind-blowing some of the LED products that we're expecting.
It's going to be pretty exciting. Also, I think wandering around the floor, we should make sure to talk to Robert Mockery, the guy with the LED fixture that's just come out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw that on your YouTube channel a couple weeks ago, or last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he's going to be doing a stealth thing around the floor, showing that bad puppy off.
So I don't think he can be very stealthful with that thing. That thing was pretty impressive.
It's pretty bright. I think that it's going to be a good competition for a lot of the products, the LED products. But there are a lot that are going to be out this year, and I'm excited to talk about them in the post-show.
Same here, same here. Just to recap real quick, the post-show podcast that we are doing together is going to be broadcast both on my podcast channel as well as Mr. Jim Hutchinson's or JimOnLight.com's podcast. So make sure to check it out at either spot. We're pretty sure it's going to be close to the same thing. Probably different openings since they are two separate podcasts.
Of course.
But we also want to thank Jim for joining us today. Look forward to talking to you some more after the show and doing the post-show podcast, man.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
Jim from JimOnLife.com for joining us here on our first episode of the iSquint.net podcast. And now the big moment we've all been waiting for. We find out who's actually behind iSquint.net. So who is behind iSquint.net? Well, my name is Justin Lang, and I've been in the lighting industry now for over 15 years. I'm based out of Washington, D.C. now for the past 7, selling lighting products for a national lighting company. I also do some programming and design lights still on the side, and I run this little website called iSquint.net. Well, there it is, the first episode of the iSquint.net podcast. Before I wrap up this first episode, I'd like to give a huge shout out and thank you to the relaunch sponsors. They're the ones that provided all that great, great swag for me to give away to you guys. Next, I'd like to thank Jim Hutchinson from JimOnLight.com for joining me today and talking a little bit about the LDI 2009 tweet-up. I'd also like to thank the band Carbon Leaf. They're the ones that gave us the music for this, our first episode. If you want to hear more of their music or find out more about them, visit their website at www.carbonleaf.com. And finally, I want to thank you guys, not only for reading, but also listening and following iSquint.net. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Look for more episodes coming in the near future on iSquint.net.